Well, I think for an old codger, I've done quite well getting up all those stairs. But it is quite a long way up. What a view from up here, Paul.
It's a fantastic view. I mean, you can see, obviously, every point of the compass from up here. Yeah. You can see right over the town. You can see where the river is, but because all the trees are in leaf, interestingly enough, although the River Great Ouse is a huge feature in St Ives, you can't actually see the water. You can see part of the bridge, the main bridge going over. If you look out towards the south side, you can see the towers of Eaton Socon Church, Ainsbury Church, which is much nearer to us. In the distance, you can see the airship hangars at Cardington.
That must be 30 miles away.
Well, that's not quite that far away, but I also think you can see on the horizon, you can see the Greensand Ridge, and that is about 30 yeah. miles away. So it really is a fantastic view, and because the landscape around here is relatively flat, it's a relatively uninterrupted view as well. You can see on the east side, you can see right over to where the Love's Farm development is on the east side of the town, and looking north, you're looking out into countryside.
You can pop up here and keep your eye on your entire parish easily.
I think that would keep me very fit, yes.
Yeah. Now, obviously, it gets a bit windy up here, but you can't have this open when the weather's not brilliant, so I presume it's sort of weather permitting.
It's weather permitting. I think the only thing that would cause us not to open would be if there was heavy rain, and that's simply because if bottoms of people's shoes got wet, it's a very steep stone spiral staircase, as you've just discovered.
Yes.
And if those got slippery, then there would be a bit of a health and safety issue. So if the weather's nasty, we don't open the tower. But as long as it's dry and not too windy, then yes, we'll open up.
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful. We've looked around three sides. You've got one more side to look across, Jane. Are you involved with the organising of these open days and things?
I'm not really. There are other people who do that. I'm on the PCC of the church, but I'm not really involved particularly in the open days. But I do have an interest in the tower. We have done a couple of events from the tower for our children and the wider community. One was a teddy bear zip wire, climbed to the top of the tower and zip wired into the churchyard. And we've also done a parachute jump from here, where again, teddy bears. Not ourselves, teddy bears, jumped from the tower. Yeah. Both of those were quite interesting events, and we hope to do the zip wire again and hopefully get lots of people from the town bringing their teddy bears along to do that. We haven't got a date for that yet.
That's great fun.
Posted.
Have you put together any sort of leaflets or information for people when they do come round?
Yes, I believe there are some leaflets, information about the church, information about the services that go on, the history of the church, things like that are available for people to take away. I think Paul knows more about the website, but I think there is a history section, which would tell you a lot about the church, and you can just hear the 11 o'clock chimes.
There we are. I'm hoping it's 12 o'clock, because if
it's
11 o'clock, I'm still on air.
It is 12 o'clock, you're right.
Yeah. No, because I finished broadcasting at 11, so it couldn't be. Are we charging to come up here, because it's all in aid of the church funds?
Well, we ask people to make a donation. I think the minimum donation is £1, and I think children can get in a bit cheaper than that.
I think that's well worth it. I was thinking,
now, if people want to give us some more, then that's perfectly acceptable.
It should be minimum of a £5, I would have thought.
Oh, well, I'll take that from you then.
You can hear this. The main bell going now.
Yes, that's the tenor bell chiming the hour.
Now, these corner pieces, I call them, what are pinnacles? Did you say these were built later than part of the church?
Well, I think there were pinnacles originally on top of the tower, and the whole kind of architecture of the tower is interesting because architectural historians and experts call this a classic example of a Somerset tower, which is quite an interesting thing to find in East Anglia. But it's thought that the rich merchants of St Neots in the 15th century, when St Neots was quite a wealthy mercantile town, decided they wanted a church that reflected their self-image as well as being to the glory of God. And obviously they'd been around the country a bit, and somebody must have seen a tower in Somerset and thought, we'll have one of those. It's even thought they might have got Somerset masons to come and make it. So the pinnacles on the top, there would have been pinnacles originally, but I've been told that the ones that are here now are 19th century replacements because the original ones had weathered away so much.
Well, this is brilliant. Now, weather permitting, I have to add that, you're open on Saturdays until the end of August.
Yes,
I've got that
right. Yes, that's July and August.
Yeah, and what times?
We open at 10 and we normally finish at 1 o'clock.
So I have to tell you, it's well worth it. So if you didn't manage to jot down anything, look on the church website and you'll find, or even on the Black Cat 107 website, because we should be putting stuff up there as well. Let's just remind everybody of the website address.
It's www.stneots.org.
Canon Paul Andrews, thank you very much indeed. Jane, lead us down those steps again.
Will do.